It was a night like any other. It was a night like none other. Long ago had fallen Adam and Eve, and long gone was God's promise of a remedy. Long dead was Abel, whose blood cried out for his brother Cain. The flood had washed depraved humanity away, but even the ark contained something fallen and inhumane. In his pride, man attempted to build a tower to the sky, tricked once again by the devil, believing that I can be a god. Confused became man's language, divided according to racial identity. But God acted to begin something new in Abraham, promising a covenant, descendants more numerous than the stars above, and an heir who would set things right and make all things new. Far removed must that promise have seemed to Joseph, who was sold by his own brothers into Egyptian slavery. Far removed, too, for the Israelite slaves must Joseph's reversal of fortune have seemed. Sold for 20 shekels of silver, eventually raised to the pinnacle of Pharaoh's dynasty, providing when famine struck for his very brother betrayers, elevating the Israelites in the Egyptians' esteem, only to be cast down into slavery once faded had become Joseph's memory. But God is faithful and called the man Moses to intervene. He provided centuries in advance for the night like and unlike all others. Lamb's blood, death, and exodus. But escape Pharaoh though they did, the Israelites could not escape that inhumane disfigurement which clung to them. They had entered into God's covenant to receive the law and the land, but could not, would not fulfill their end of the bargain. Exiled they became, dominated abroad and at home, with corruption in their ranks that ran through and through. Powerless they sat, called to be faithful to God, and they were not. Called to be a light to the nations, and they were darkness. Given the mission of being the renewed humanity, they typified the inhumanity of Adam and all the rest. Far removed must God's promises have seemed on that Passover night in the upper room, with a betrayer plotting his silvery exchange, and the rest quite utterly confused. Sitting there, apparently powerless to comprehend the person, the moment, and even themselves, looking for something far smaller than the new thing God was doing in his son, who was being faithful on behalf of Israel and all humanity, accepting judgment so all things could be set right, initiating the Exodus which opens death into new life, cleansing our inhumanity to make humanity new. Which must also mean, if the Messiah's words are true, unless I wash you, you will have no inheritance with me. That must mean that Jesus left an efficacious ministry to continue such work when he had gone. left it with flawed and unworthy priests like yours truly. Otherwise, how could Jesus be said to wash anyone but the apostles and give his inheritance to any of us in the 21st century? Renewed has humanity become in Jesus Christ. Sharing in this do we, which works not from the outside in like the commandments of old, but from the inside out, through his Spirit, through his washing, through his Holy Communion at work in our souls, animating the lives of those who believe, so they work to set things right as part of the renewed human and divine family. It was a night like any other. It was a night like none other. This we celebrate, in this we participate, being washed and nourished and made worthy of his inheritance, which comes to those who serve as Christ served, setting things right and making all things new.